We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, President, CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, as always, we'll let you start with the latest numbers this morning.
All right. Well, thank you, Brad. And the numbers are really looking good. We have a total number of cases across the state of Arkansas of 486,853. Active COVID cases are at 14,225. And, you know, we missed last week, Brad, but so if you look at the numbers from 2 weeks ago, that's down 7,450, if you can believe it. So that's a really good number. The number of hospitalizations are at 993, which is down from 2 weeks ago of 227. And total number of ventilators with COVID patients on them are 278, which is down 42. So very good numbers. We've seen 7,499 deaths across the state of Arkansas. Here in Baxter County, we have 5,607 total COVID cases, 102 active cases, which is down 15 from 2 weeks ago, and we've seen 168 deaths. If you look at Baxter County and the five contiguous counties here in Arkansas, there's a total of 387 active cases, and that's down 7 from 2 weeks ago. As a system, Baxter Regional Medical Center has tested 32,498 individuals for COVID. We have identified 3,381 positives. That's up about 117 from 2 weeks ago, which is about 58 a week, so that means that overall increase is still kind of at a good level state, so we like that number. We have admitted a total of 894 individuals to the hospital due to COVID, and currently, we love these numbers, currently we have 17 inpatients, 1 in the ICU due to COVID, 0 on ventilators due to COVID, and those are great numbers, Brad, and as total, we've seen 515 employees that have tested positive for COVID. We currently have 9 active employees with COVID, and of course, they are at home and in isolation, and that number is down, so we're happy with that. And on the vaccine front, across the state of Arkansas, 1,312,459 individuals have been fully immunized. That's 51.3%. That's up 2.3% from 2 weeks ago. And in Baxter County, we're up to 42.4%, which is up 1.7% from 2 weeks ago. And Baxter Regional has given 21,798 doses of vaccine so far.
Boy, the numbers are looking better.
Numbers are looking great.
They are. Stephanie, what's the latest information regarding COVID-19 vaccine boosters?
So on September 17th, the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted that the FDA should recommend booster doses for the following individuals who received an initial series of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Those individuals are those that are 65 years of age and older, anyone who is at high risk of severe COVID-19 infection, and anyone at risk for occupational exposure. So now the FDA will need to officially adopt or reject that committee's recommendation and adjust the existing emergency use authorization accordingly. And then the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will meet today and tomorrow to clarify the recommendations and provide guidance. But as of right now, we cannot give any booster doses until that guidance has been established.
Okay. Now, Stephanie, of course, flu season is coming. Have you seen any flu cases yet this year, this season?
We have had our first flu case, and they are an inpatient currently. And I also want to add that, unfortunately, they do have flu and COVID. Mm. So that is very unfortunate, but want to make sure everyone knows that that can happen. And so, you know, we want to encourage everyone to not only get tested for COVID if you have those symptoms, but to get tested for flu as well, because you could, unfortunately, have both.
Tobias, the COVID-19 resource line, is that still operational?
Yeah, Brad, it's still operational, and again, that's the one-stop shop for all things COVID-related. You can book a vaccine appointment, you can book an infusion, you can get scheduled for testing. We also have access to the hotline there if you want to speak to a member of the hotline between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., And then also I'm still accepting community donations. So, yeah, still available. That number again, 870-508-7001.
All right. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, national news has really been covering and continues to show that many hospitals have been stretched beyond capacity during the COVID-19 pandemic. Each wave has brought incredible pressure to the healthcare workforce, and the physical and emotional exhaustion is really leading to even greater staff shortages at hospitals across the nation. And our staff is definitely bruised and beaten, but we also feel very blessed. And we're blessed in a way that our community supports us, whether it's in the prayer chain that is here every morning or the food that's donated. It seems like almost every meal somebody gets food donated here, and that's just incredible to see that kind of support. Or in the compliance that people are taking by wearing masks, by washing their hands, or by watching their social distancing and getting vaccinated. We want to thank everyone for their support. We appreciate that. Because of the way that you've supported us, we're here and we're ready to take great care of you in your time of need.
Very good. Guys, hey, great information. Thank you again this morning.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Freed, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.